This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Sunday Israel has evidence proving Iran was behind the deadly tanker attack off Oman, warning his country could, quote, send a message in retaliation. His office says he told a weekly cabinet meeting, quote, the intelligence evidence for this exists, and we expect the international community will make it clear to the Iranian regime that they have made a serious mistake. Earlier Sunday, Iran denied its involvement in the attack, with a foreign ministry spokesman saying Israel, quote, must stop such baseless accusations, and noting it is not the first time to direct such accusations at Iran. The ship, managed by a prominent Israeli billionaire, was struck Thursday. Two crew members were killed, a British security guard and a Romanian crew member, in what the U.S. military and the vessel's operator says appears to have been a drone strike. Dozens of villages were evacuated in tourist hotspots in southern Turkey on Sunday as wildfires that have claimed six lives raged for the fifth day, while Greece, Italy, and Spain were also hit by blazes. Fanned by soaring temperatures, strong winds, and climate change, which experts say increases both the frequency and intensity of such blazes, this year's fire season has been significantly more destructive than the previous average, according to EU data. Turkey is suffering through its worst fires in at least a decade. After hitting record levels last month, temperatures are set to remain high in the region. Turkey's defense ministry released satellite images showing the extent of damage, with forest areas turned black and smoke still visible. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been criticized after it emerged that Turkey had no firefighting planes, despite one-third of its territory being forested and fires becoming an increasing problem. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.